hour number two on this typically busy day today. Preston James is back tonight. Hello, Preston. How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Maybe I need to turn the volume up some.
Well, now we can hear you. We couldn't hear you at all before.
Well, there's a lot of, let's just say, tampering going on today.
Yes, I'm sure. All the boys and girls who get paid to do that, sitting
right
at computers real time, get to work from home, a lot of them, and their job is to follow along with the file of targets that they're given and create all kinds of problems and difficulties for the targeted individuals, the targeted businesses, or the targeted entities, whatever you're
right
talking about. That's their job, and a lot of people get paid to do that. There are so many people that are employed to be online around the clock to do nothing but to raise hell and
that's right,
cause trouble. And they do it. They do a hell of a lot of it. If all of you out there listening understand about email, most all of you do, I'm sure most all of you have had email problems, disappearing email, hacked emails, you name it. Especially if you're in any kind of a business that would draw a certain amount of observation and surveillance. So they'll play with you. This is what they do. So you've been having some fun today?
Well, yeah. And of course, every time your producer contacts me on Skype, it immediately flips off a few times and then sound problems or whatever. But, you know, I've had this issue with my recent article where if you go to it, there's like two forms of it. And there's one that has a movie on it of, you know, it was taken clandestinely in an underground base where they're doing cloning. And that'll flip off after, you know, 15 or 20 seconds. So, you know, people, anyone that goes to this article has to go back a few times back and forth if they want to see this little short half minute video. And there's a lot of this interference going on. They, you know, see, the thing is, Jeff, in the past, the memory banks were limited. And so the spying was really limited. Now, because of quantum computers and the big Vesuvius out at the NSA in Utah, Bluffdale, Utah, and all the underground memory banks, that's only part of it. It's all connected underground with a 75-mile tunnel to Richmond, which is where the alien base is. And they have so much memory now, they can record every single phone call, every single electronic
uh-huh
transmission worldwide.
Uh-huh.
They claim they can do it even in Russia, China, Korea, every single bit that's transmitted, period. And right now, most of it is totally ignored. They don't have the capacity, computer capacity, to analyze it, but they can access it in special situations. But what's really sad is here, all that money spent on all that crap to spy on us and all this paranoid stuff, think of what it could have done for housing, for the medical industry, for jobs. It could have all been put into society. And now, instead, because they ripped us off for all this money, you know, the economy is very, very tough right now.
Right.
And I was listening to Gerald Celente, and of course, he knows the situation. He tells it the way it is, and it's really not too bright right now, is it?
No, it's getting worse. I believe that there is an absolutely inarguable effort through a variety of means to drive the normative or mean IQ of white Americans down. They would like to see everybody around 85-ish. I think they'd be much happier. We'd be easier to control, much more able to be victimized by the so-called electronic entertainment media.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I think they want to dumb us down. They've shown that with the schools and the educational system. They want to dumb us down. Thank you, Charlotte Israbeat. They want to dumb us down. Look at the intelligence quotient that you see represented on television commercials, for example.
Yeah,
a 30 or a 60-second commercial is like a micro major motion picture. It's certainly like a major motion picture trailer, let's say a 3 or 4 minute trailer. You'll get that in 30 seconds. They're just condensed down. The camera moves. The imagery is so vivid. You can't stop looking at it. These people are being even more addicted to the digital age than I think anyone can really successfully quantify right now. The biggest addiction in my lifetime I've ever seen. It, more so than heroin or any of the others, even nicotine, is the smartphone. These kids cannot put them down. They cannot, and I'm talking about kids in their 40s and even 50s I watch. They constantly look down at that screen, constantly looking to see if they have been given some kind of notice of their worth by receiving a message, right?
Yeah, you got it right. Jeff, this all goes back to the early 1900s when the wealthy Illuminati and old black nobility families discussed the control grid for the world, and what they basically wanted to do was have put into place a very, very specific eugenics program. Actually, that's where the Nazis got it. Had never really.
Oh, they didn't think it up. They got it from us.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. And so, but it came from these families, mostly these American elites.
Right.
But the plan was this was all Jesuit stuff. The Jesuits had this program, a satanic program called Learning Against Learning. All Western education is based on it. And so what, like you go to a university and they teach you to believe that you're learning important things when you're really learning to unlearn things and not ever get at the truth. Now, the only exception is in the physical sciences, but as you know, with all the alien ET information that's been has been given to us in these shared programs, that all modern day physics is completely obsolete. The textbooks are wrong; they have to be rewritten, and the same for medical science. It's all so really. They've dumbed people down, but as far as your comment on the smartphone, that's absolutely true. If you go to any university, you see people between classes with a smartphone slammed to their head. I see people in the grocery store, women especially, talking on the smartphone the whole time. They never, even when they go through the register.
Oh, they never miss a beat. They're pushing that phone on their head so they can encourage that brain tumor genetic breakdown in there and make sure they get sick. They will.
But it is really strange, and I think you're right though that what's happened, there's been a shift where people used to have families living on the same block, the next door neighbor was a grandma and uncle down the street, and all this, that's all been fractured. The nuclear family's been exploded and spread out all over.
It's a historic myth now.
Yeah, and so the cell phone, it's instant communication, is a way to relate, but it's a mirage, and it does make people feel better, but. But I think there's an electronic addiction effect. I think that there are some experiments in the past where animals, if the frequencies are right, were anesthetized by the frequencies. The Russians were selling this machine in Switzerland about 20 years ago, a Leida machine. And this one American doctor bought one. I can't remember his name. Ross Addy, I think his name, Dr. Ross Addy.
Hey, Addy.
Addy, yeah. And he bought one. He had people insomniacs, and he would put him in a hospital bed and turn the machine on, and he said it would put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Even people that had all kinds of difficulties going to sleep would immediately fall asleep. So there is, I think there's something that, experts have said that TV for years has a narcotizing effect, not just a tranquilizing effect, but it actually releases dopamine in the brain. Like if you watch all these hero movies and stuff, the kids have dopamine in their brains released as if they did it themselves or if, they're drugged. And so it's like an opiate. So what happens, I think, is people get addicted to that. They watch TV for that opiate.
How can they not? How can they not? They can deconstruct us to the extent that they can construct any kind of electromagnetic frequency that they want to achieve a response in our minds because we're electric. They can do it. It's like math. It's just, it is what it is. You can't argue it. They can do it and they are doing it and you're seeing the effects of it all the time. It's not just the individual cell phone, smartphone. It's the cell towers that are bathing everybody. Well, I don't own a cell phone. I'm safe. No, you're not.
That's right. That's right. But Jeff, now, you were the first person to ever cover any of this, I think it was 20 years ago or so. I remember you had Patrick Flanagan on.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, no, this can't be true. This is ridiculous. And I went and did some research and found out, no, he's right. He was talking about remote entrainment. He was talking about how, voice could be transmitted you know, by special hearing aids directly to the
voice to skull.
The auditory part of the brain, and absolutely bypass the whole ear assembly that was diseased.
Right. Yep. That patent has been around for, I think, 30 years now. It was out.
Yeah. And they took it away from him, and then they burnt his drives down, and they harassed the living crap out of the poor guy. But he has to be, you know, a lot of people have said that he's at the level of Thomas Edison. He has to be one of the brightest guys we ever had. I mean, this guy was off the charts. You've had him on a number of times.
In years gone, haven't talked to Pat for quite a while. He was a child prodigy, a true brain. And I forget what he did, but he was a contestant on the old game show, What's My Line, as a child.
I know.
And it was just really amazing. And I forget, he met a president. He had some extraordinary things. And we shared some interesting experiences in our lives. I won't go into it now, but they're in the archives way back. But Pat Flanagan, and I don't know what Pat's doing now, but I wouldn't be surprised if they have certainly tried to tip him over intellectually and mentally, because he's too smart, dangerous. Yep. So they mess with people like that. And I don't know what he's doing. He created something called the Neurophone, and I have one. As you know, I cannot find it, but I've got one. And he used to send me one. In fact, he sent me a couple of them. But I will find one. And
if you do, let me borrow it. But you know, the guy was, I mean, he was absolutely a tremendous inventor too, and I suppose he found his spot, that if he backed off and took a low profile, they'd leave him alone. That's probably what he did.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened. I know the last time I had him on the program, there was something different about him. Still brilliant, still convivial and all, but there was something there I could hear that was a little different. I don't know what it was. I didn't pry. It wasn't my business. But yeah, they're messing with us electromagnetically, EMFs, all the time, and they can control us. Our brain is a marvel. What an invention, what a creation, what a God gift this is.
Yep, yep.
But it can be controlled because it's electronic.
Well, that's right. And of course, then you have the whole get into the drugs and the hormonal disruptors.
Well, how about the feminization of American men? They're all being turned into women.
Transsexualism and all this stuff.
Yeah. In my school, they're
telling kids, there's a new policy in Minnesota that between the grades 1 and 12, they're telling children that the sexual organs you're born with do not determine what your sexual identity is. That's your individual choice.
I know.
And you don't have to tell your parents. It's your choice. If you have a problem with it, you're confused, we have counseling available in the school, and we won't tell your parents on it.
They're creating a whole generation of psychologically destroyed, if not disturbed, young people. You don't have to decide if you're a boy or a girl until you grow up. Never mind what's down there between your legs by way of plumbing. Doesn't matter. Do what you want to do. Now, these kids are going to need therapy for the rest of their lives. And they're creating an enormous industry for transsexually disoriented and confused and ruined young people.
Yep. Well, of course, the motivation behind it is to destroy the family, destroy society, destroy the American Republic, and then Lebanize the country. Blast every city we have to nothing, and then fold the remains into this new world order.
Right.
That's what we're at right now.
Right. Now, the other part of this whole thing that has to do with computers and software is artificial intelligence, AI. And I don't like Musk, but his warnings are valid, correct. There have been others, too, warning. I think even Gates warned about it, but it's a bad thing, and it will get to the point where it takes control of its own existence and shuts us out. You're going to see. It's already happened with Facebook. You know, the two AI units created their own language, and they were talking back and forth, and we couldn't understand them.
That's right. They had their own encryption built in.
That's right. And they had to actually pull the plug to shut the machine, to shut Hal down. Go look at 2001 if you want to see where this is going. They created a supercomputer to run this spaceship, and Hal took over.
That's right. Well, you know, Jeff, the people that are doing this, they believe that if they build the right circuitry in these quantum computers and they start working across a quantum computer, now they can cross through the D waves, dimensional waves. And they believe if they build these properly, that they can actually put fallen angels or demons into them. They'll actually take on they'll actually become a spirit being. Have you ever heard that one?
Yes. Yes.
That was the point of that was the point of 2001. It wasn't just that this was a computer gone mad with the programming itself. It was the spirit from that big block of stuff on the moon. You remember the,
they were all over the place, all over the galaxy.
What do they call that thing?
Monolith.
The monolith. It was the spirit of the monolith entered the computer and took over. And then the computer, you know, became alive, that this monolith was alive. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff we're up against. They believe that the people that are setting all this up, they worship Lucifer as God. They worship a lot of the Roman gods too. I know that sounds bizarre, but I'm giving you information I've got from high level insiders.
Uh-huh.
And they're proud of it. And they think Lucifer's God, and they think that when they're actually so nuts. The worst part is they believe they're going to combine humans and machines. They call it the melding of the iron and clay. And and when they do this, that people will be automatically hived to this huge super spirit, which is Lucifer, but it'll be run through this thing called there's a space fence. Have you heard of that?
Space fence?
They ionize the atmosphere. There's a space fence. That's why there's no more chemtrail spraying. They've already sprayed all the stuff. They've turned ionized it.
Uh-huh.
That a lot of these molecules are up high enough where they'll stay up there. Of barium, aluminum, and the nanoparticles, and really what they've
done. They won't come down.
Right, but they serve. It was set up with the argument that it was to stop global warming. That's what they told the pilots spraying it. But other people know that it was set up as the world's biggest early warning system for UFOs and ICBMs. They have big satellites in space with lasers and particle beam. Mm-hmm. I guess they're not exactly laser. They're some kind of particle beam. But they will shoot down. Let's say that Russia launches a bunch of missiles at us. It will shoot them down. That system. Well, that system is also used. It's hooked up to these quantum computers. They have these little, have you heard of these little squares, they black squares. They dropped them out in space by the thousands. They're like about a foot square.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're all hooked up to that system. And they spy on humans through quantum, through a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, what the plan is to, with the products people inhale that can be flashed, is through the GMO foods, is to alter the genetics so that people become hived, and they actually become part machine, so they can be controlled by this space fence through quantum computers and satellites. That's the plan. But that's only a temporary one. That's just so they can get control over humans. Then what they want to do is actually create a new human being that is part machine, part electronic machine, and part human, a new type of genetic structure called triple helix. And that will be automatically hived to one central hive. So it will only do automatically the will of whatever the computer tells them. Now, will this ever happen? I doubt it. I think these people are all certifiable. I think they're crazy enough to be hauled off and locked up.
Yeah, but who's going to do it?
But that's what they're thinking, Jeff, and I kid you not. That's how far gone they are.
No, I completely agree with you. We live in a world that it's beyond Orwell. We're into sci-fi, which is sci-reality now. They've got this stuff. They've got a lot of it. What we hear about, again, is only what they really want us to hear about. You won't hear about nanotechnology in the news anymore. When is the last time, what is the last time you saw a story about a nanotechnology device or advance in the mainstream media? Can any of you think of one?
No, I can't.
I can't. I don't watch it, but I mean, I see clips. I follow the print version of things. There are no stories about nanotechnology. And 15, 20 years ago, there were lots of them. Then the lid came down, and that's it. That's where all the work's being done. Nanotechnology, self-replicating little atomic machines that they're building.
That's right. That's right. You know, the micro computer circuitry and the CPUs, and that was all just a start, you know.
Right.
You know, some of those circuits, you'd have to lay them out. If you used, if you drafted them out on paper, they'd be the size of a football field. It's all miniaturized. And, the integral circuit boards. Well, that's just the start. You're right that these nano machines are actually real little machines, have their own power supply.
Nanobots. You don't hear a word about it. Nothing.
Anytime they lock down something, you know they're spending a fortune on it.
And they lock things down all the time. We just don't know. And how much money do they have? As much as they want.
That's right.
Just as much as they want. Doesn't matter. How many people do they have? As many as they need. How many victims are there? Look around you. It's all there. It's all there. We're really headed down a dark rabbit hole. It's not looking good.
Well, what's sad is that technology can free man from, you know, a lot of problems and everything, but if it's misused, it becomes, you know, a tyrant. And it's, what saddens me is all the good things that we have. You know, we got automobiles, we have good insulation, good heating systems in our homes, water purification, all these good things. And then they take this technology and they use it as a weapon against us. They weaponize it.
Right.
And then they create a whole vast military industry. Jeff, the secret shadow government, it's a $2 trillion plus secret industry, all secret. $2 trillion. Our national budget is only $3.3 trillion.
Well, and if you think just if this tragic country could even reinvest $1 trillion a year for the public welfare, the infrastructure, to keep things solid, coherent, where we'd be. But they won't. They don't. That's not the plan. That's why they're bringing in all of these refugees. Look what's happened to Europe. One of the greatest tragedies in recorded history. The loss of Europe. It's unbelievable what's going on there. And the giveaway is that Europeans are not in the streets by the millions demanding that this stop. Something's going on to prevent that. I don't know what it is, but some kind of mass control, probably EMF, some electronic mind control is being broadcast to keep these people placid and dormant. They're not demonstrating. They're whining and moaning like children and complaining. They're not taking their own destiny into their hands. Back in a minute with Preston James. Hold on. Okay, talking with Preston James about a lot of things that most people will never even think about. Okay, where were you?
Well, we were talking about how crazy that the people who run the secret shadow program of $2 trillion plus, which is 2/3 of our national budget.
Right.
But I thought it would be helpful if I could explain a little bit about this, the secret shadow government situation. And of course, if you look it up on the internet under Richard Boylan, PhD, Boylan, he was the first person that ever had the guts to publish.
I wonder whatever happened to Richard.
I don't know.
He used to be on this program a lot, and he had some difficulty. And anyway,
I don't know, but I talked to him many years ago about this, and he was right on it.
Mm-hmm.
I found one thing that he didn't have, which I sent to him. But he did a great job on that. And the thing is when you get to top secret, that's just the start. People that are at the top secret level, they know nothing. They're compartmented. You and I know 100 times more than they do about anything. So they're deeply compartmented, but there's over 100 different levels above that. Each one is successively more classified. But you can have people working in an underground base with alien ETs on joint projects, and they will be each different department will be told a different cover story. So they all conflict. Like one department will be told, you're working on this guidance system with these aliens because we're going to be attacked planet Earth and we have to get our armament up to speed to protect it. Other people will be told that they want to get back to their planet. They're stuck here and we're helping them rebuild their machines so that
right.
they can get back.
Right.
All these different stories, just like the chemtrail sprayers are all told something different. So every crew has been told a different set of lies. So when people, they start talking, you know, nothing makes any sense. And they're told, don't ever talk about this, that you can, you know, there's, you know, they'll whip a bullet out and say, see this bullet? It's got your name on it. We're going to grind.
There's a thousand ways to threaten people into submission, sure.
And they do this. And of course, they know, you know, in the real world, if you mess with the government, you go to jail or whatever. In our world, you just disappear. That's what they tell them.
Or they kill you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so what happens is you got 100 different levels. Now, even the only ones that know the full picture of people at the very highest level in MJ, it's not MJ-12 anymore because there's over 200 people in it, but it's all around the world. You got Russian, high Russian military officials, Chinese. I don't know if there's any North Koreans. I know there's Chinese and Russians that sit at the table with the Americans. They're supposedly protecting planet Earth, and they set up various rules not to use secret space weapons against, you know, each other on the Earth, but in outer space, it's different. So what has happened is the people working on all these programs, they are never told the truth about anything. They can have like a Q-37 or a Q-38, and there'll be, you know, another 60 classifications level above them, and they don't have a clue what the full story is. So you have maybe the people at the MJ level are just below them, their assistants that know that there's an alien agenda, and they don't even realize that they've been infected with this, with mind control from the aliens. Anybody that works around aliens becomes mind controlled and doesn't even know it. So you have the people running the whole secret space war program are all gone. They're completely controlled, and they're just tools of the particular alien group they're working with. You know, I hate to say that, but that's the way it is, Jeff. So they drift. They get they have the power to do whatever they want. You know, there's companies working within companies where the CEO has no clue that this other company even exists. Did you know that?
That wouldn't surprise me.
You can have like Raytheon, and they can have an alien program within their company, and the CEO is not allowed to even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they use all this black funding. Now they got, apparently it was claimed by insiders that they got $1.3 trillion in drug money from Afghanistan and their other South American operations, the various cartels. So that so the CIA is called the company. You know, United Fruit at one time. I don't know what the new United Fruit was. The old United Fruit was really an intelligence operation, a corporate intelligence operation, and they call it the company, but it ran South America for a long time. Well, now the CIA, their job is to make money for black ops called the company. Now, there's all these CIA guys that do their intelligence work, like people, hundreds of people like Ray McGovern, who are good people. They do not know what the final product is. He knows now, but they don't know. And they're all compartmentalized. They're working. But the people at the top are, I hate to say this, Jeff, but every single person at the top level of the CIA, the FBI, they're all into the occult, these secret societies. I hate to say it, but it's a fact.
Well, they wouldn't be there if they weren't, because these agencies were all taken over long ago by this darkness, this pedophile, satanic ritual abuse, the whole gamut of horrible damage that these things do to people was really installed long ago, and I think you're right. I think you're quite right. They're not going to have any do-gooders in there. It won't work.
No. And, you know, you published my article on rapid human cloning.
Yeah, you can look at it right under Preston's name and guests and click on it right there.
And like I said, it comes up in two versions, so you have to go back a couple times, because there's one movie from the Dulce base that was taken clandestinely, and we don't know what happened to the guy that took it. But he was releasing this to stop it. And so you'll get two versions depending on when you go there and all that. But the bottom line is, if you read the article, what it will suggest is that rapid human cloning is probably going on now. We can't prove it, but there's been a lot of inside reports, Jeff. And you've had guests in the past that suggested it, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is nothing new, this discussion. But you don't, you know, this is the most closely guarded secret they have, is the...
I've got no hardcore proof, neither do you. We don't know. We hear from good sources, but that's all we can do. We can project and speculate based on the known levels and advances in the scientific world that we're talking about. But even that, we don't know everything about. I mean, I go back to it again. Nanotech is the big thing now. AI, that's part of it. But nanotechnology, they are making little machines that have minds, if you will.
That's
enough
right.
to know to seek out their quarry, their prey, whatever it may be, destroy it, interact with it, meld with it, replicate themselves, repair themselves. This is true. It's all going on right now. It's not new. And it is really dark stuff. Three more Americans reportedly suffered some kind of acoustic mental damage in Cuba, working in the consulate down there. That's, I don't know how many, 15 now altogether, something like that. But they were guinea pigs. Who was doing it? Maybe Russia? We don't know. But
I think our government was doing it because there's entities in our military that do not want the United States to make peace with Cuba. And some of these people are leftovers from the the loss of Cuba, and remember now the plumbers in Watergate, where did they come from? They were Op 40, and a lot of them were these Cuban revolutionaries that were working for the CIA, trying to take Cuba back and assassinate Castro. Well, those people, a lot of those people are high up in the CIA, clandestine services, and they've gotten the okay to go ahead and create this problem. They do not like the fact that our government is very close. Obama was very close to taking the restrictions on travel and trade down, very, very close. He made some changes, but we don't really know what's going to happen now. With this new Cold War starting, it kind of put everything on hold, hasn't it?
It's hard to say. I don't know if hold is the right word, but what we have to keep in mind is the military intelligence community, if there's technology that they can weaponize, it will be done, period.
And where will they test it? On us?
Of course, they always have.
Yeah.
If they want to test it on a wide-scale basis, they can go to Africa, like they did with HIV, give it to the Africans, see how it runs. It was designed to depopulate Africa. Most of sub-Saharan Africa didn't work because the virus turned out to have a mutating potential that in many forms, the majority of forms, it was not any longer a fatal infective agent. People got away with it. And it mutated itself pretty much off the table. But that was the idea. And they turned it loose in the smallpox vaccine program in the mid-70s. And it took off. It did what it was supposed to, but it didn't end up being fatal because it has this mutating potential of something like 9,000 to the fourth power or something. Some absurd potential mutation level. And that's how you can be infected with HIV and not die. You don't have a fatal form of it.
That's right. But Jeff, young Americans should be in the streets. Old Americans should be in the streets with what they've
absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the reason is that because as the smartphones, as you mentioned, but also television and music. And we know that...
Don't forget the pharmaceutical industry. Oh, God. Yeah. Boy, are we drugged.
Whew. But you have these people watching all these movies with all these superheroes and all this stuff. And while they watch the movie, it's as if they're the superheroes.
It vicariously removes any responsibility from them to be successful in life. They can live it through their icon. It's true. They're sapping of free will and proactive intelligence. All those films.
They're satiates, and then later when the need comes up to do it, in their mind, they feel like they've already done it a million times, so let somebody else do it. and they're used to being entertained. They work hard. Americans, it's been proven, work the hardest of anybody in the world except for the Japanese. And when they come home, they're exhausted. They're trying to keep their lives together and keep their head above water financially. And they want to go to fast food, and they want to be entertained. And they don't want to do anything else. They don't want to get involved in government.
No, they want to hear nothing about geopolitics, most of them. And then when they do look at it, what do they get? They get the mainstream media. They get the lies, endless lies. They get a total distortion of history and reality as it is now. It's all being shaped and fed to the masses. George Orwell, he knew.
Yes, he did. But it's amazing that we even have the alternative media, because they have seeded the internet. You know, 3/4 of everything on the internet are trolls and paid and, you know, misinformation. And
Yes. Remember what William Colby, the FBI director, said in the mid-70s? He said, every major figure at every major news outlet, we control.
That's right.
He said that.
That's right. Operation Mockingbird. Yeah. But so, Jeff, you know, here you have 75% of the internet is all fake with these government trolls, but they do limited hangout. They admit some stuff to get you in, and then they have deliver a bad payload. But the thing is, in spite of it, what's happened is a lot of the alt media consumers have become so sophisticated they can smell it a mile away. Mm-hmm. And so the honest websites like yours, they're still thriving. It's amazing to me if you really think about it. Truth attracts people, doesn't it?
It is interesting. There's some kind of an intuitive process that they haven't been able to squelch entirely yet in many of the masses. The people who listen to this program and people like you are truly the intellectually free elite. Now, we have a lot of the other side listening to try to find out. They use this program to find out how much we know. What do they know? Yeah. Let's find out. Yeah. We put it all out here as much as we can, but the bottom line is they control it, and we're really operating at their behest.
But here's the thing. Most of these guys that listen in and all this stuff, these little ops, they don't know anything. I mean, you and I know more than 90% of the people at the highest levels in Intel. Are you aware of that? And people that read your website.
I wouldn't be surprised, Preston, and I urge people again, and I must post 100, 150 stories a day. I can't read them all. I can't even open them all. I do it on instinct, intuition, and 35 years in journalism, and I get most of them right. I get some clunkers up there, but that's just the law of averages. Generally speaking, if you just read the headlines every day at Rents, you will come away with a working knowledge of the way the game is being played at your expense. You'll know. You'll see it. I write the headlines. I rewrite most all of them to reflect a little miniature story, to give you a nugget here and a nugget there. And you get enough nuggets and you can build something with it. And all you got to do is read the headlines. Read the stories you want, but just read the headlines. That's the reason I put so many up there. People used to bitch about that. Why do you put so many stories up there? Well, because they're worthy and they're worthwhile and there's something for everybody up there. I don't want to just keep it narrow and simple. But yeah, thank you for that. That's very, very much appreciated.
So, yeah, the alt media is still working, and you're right. They don't really understand why, but the fusion centers, you know, they certain...
Tell our listeners what a fusion center is, please.
Yeah, it's like the JTTF, Joint Terrorist Task Forces. It's Homeland Security. It's these regional centers where they tap your phones, and, you know, they come up with ridiculous excuses why it's necessary in national security, and they have live screens monitoring your internet and everything. And if you use certain key phrases, it'll flip into a live operator who will track you and watch you and might remove some of your emails, might cut off your phone calls, but will put you in the file and all this. And but what happened is they had this plan where they would take a person and have that person assigned to some target and bird dog them, like you or me or any of the writers. And then what would happen is these people, after a while, would learn too much. They start connecting the dots, and pretty soon they'd lose their heart for it. They'd do what's called sandbagging, and they're not productive anymore. They don't really care. They just go to work as a job. There's no, you know, lust to do revenge on people like us that are telling the truth, because they thought they were told we're terrorists or we're, you know, harming the country and all this stuff. No, we're the true patriots. So these, they do not want these people anymore to get to know too much. So they make them change all the time. It's beginning to be a huge problem, Jeff, because the communication on the internet is so good now that the people doing all the spying are starting to turn en masse. And that will be the reason that we will have a World War III, probably, because there's rebellion in the ranks at the highest levels.
Well, it's okay with me. We'll see.
Go ahead. Truth is an immunizer, isn't it?
If you can really get hold of it, yeah. And it's so damned perverted and occluded now. It's very difficult to grasp true reality. I don't like to use the word truth. I try to use the word reality. Reality. Simple three-dimensional reality. And then you got to say, well, what about the other dimensions? Well, okay, you can do that too. But we got to start out somewhere. Here's just for the heck of it, I'm going to play this again. It's the actual written text of George Orwell. It's the final warning. It's not very long, but he knew.
Emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement.
Let me start this again.
In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall abolish the orgasm. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always, there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
There it is.
Yep. So true.
I look around at some of these, when I just pulled that off YouTube, and look around at some of the people on the internet who are being proffered as really great oracles of what they call the truth. And a lot of them are just showbiz caricatures, self-styled, self-important types, spewing information that is gleaned from the work of others. It's all what they call derivative information. It's not original. It's derived from the research of others and recombined and reformulated and presented through the mouth or mouthpiece of whatever agency and organ you're looking at as being unique and new. And when you try to find the origin of these things, sometimes you can, but most of the time it's lost. It's all essentially such a construct of artifice and deceit. You just stand there, if you understand it, with your jaw hanging loose. It's amazing. And God knows where we'll be in 2, 3, 4, 5 years if we're around that long. It's really stunning the amount of oppression that is being soft-sold to everyone and implanted in everyone.
Well, that's right. And really, our weapons are limited if you really get right down to it. And communicating reality of what is actually going on is a very powerful deterrent to the secret shadow government's control,
right?
And they even see it as, you know, a threat within their own system.
Indeed they do. Preston, thank you for being here. A wonderful conversation as always. We will talk to you soon. Take care.
All right, Joe.
All right, we will be right back. We'll be right back.